Today, of course, starts the beginning of the annual 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. It's something we've been marking in South Africa since 1998. But is the country any safer for young girls who are the victims of sexual violation? Well, a well-known swimming elite, a swimming coach in South Africa, we refer to him as Mr. X, has been exposed for alleged sexual violation of young girls. One of his victims is speaking out for the first time of the abuse she says she suffered at the hands of this elite coach more than 40 years ago, when she was just 10 years old. It's since emerged that this accused has also been accused of violating other women who are also coming forward. But they all contend that Swimming SA is now covering up these acts, that despite having to relive their nightmare all this time later, their story is falling on deaf ears. Debbie Wade joins us now. Debbie, a very good morning to you. Firstly, I guess I must thank you for coming forward and sharing your story with us.
Good morning, Kumlani. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Debbie. You say that your story goes back all the way to 1979, when you were just 10 years old.
That's correct. And I must say, it's not the first time that I'm coming forward and sharing my stories. But in the press conference yesterday, it's definitely the first time that I feel as though I'm being heard. I have been trying for many years for somebody to hear me. So I really want to thank people like yourselves and the media and Women and Men Against Child Abuse for actually giving us a voice.
What happened to you, Debbie?
I was groomed and abused and raped from the age of 10 until about 16. And unfortunately, that for me has forever changed my life. It feels as though I have been given the last sentence. It has forever changed the way that I look at relationships, at the world. And it is an awful experience, and one that I hope no child should ever, ever have to endure. And that is why I have been fighting for so long for somebody to hear me. You know, when people tell you just get over it, or you know, why are you coming forward now? You should just heal. You should have closure. Nonsense. You never get closure. You never, ever, ever get closure. It's not something that you just get over.
You can't just snap out of it. You've spoken about how your story has been known, particularly in swimming circles, in the swimming community. They know these allegations. They know your story. They've heard the stories of the other women who say they suffered at the hands of this man. And yet the establishment, shall we call it, have opted to believe him and not you guys.
I don't know if it is that cut and dry. I just think that there is, you know, there's no reporting structure. There's no, I suppose there's just no belief. He is well known. He is, and I'd like to just say he's not the only one. There are allegations against other coaches. There is the water polo cases that are coming forward. There is a lot of abuse in sport. And it is sad. It is a sad indictment on our society and on sport. And our children are supposed to be in a safe environment. It's supposed to be a healthy environment, and yet it is the most vulnerable place. They, you know, coaches have access to our kids, and parents trust coaches with their children. So yes, it's not only Mr. X. You will see in the next couple of days there are other coaches that have been accused. It is rough.
Yeah. Swimming South Africa will say, but they've launched an investigation into the allegations that you've brought forward. they're trying to do something about it. Why does that not satisfy you?
So in 2003, when I brought the allegation to Mr. Ron Andrews, he asked me for evidence, and I wasn't sure what evidence I should bring. Perhaps I should have brought my vagina to him, and he did nothing about it. So that was 17 years ago. In 18th of July this year, I brought my allegations to Mr. Fritz. He ran an independent investigation. There was a report done on it. It was ready on the 16th of September. I had to ask for the report to be paid and released. I think when he found out who the coach was, he went silent on me. I had to ask him, and I had to ask him, and I had to follow up with him. He was on the campaign trail with SASPOC, so that was obviously more important. And then it was only, I think, on Monday that I was told that there would be another inquiry. And I'm yet to understand why there should be another inquiry when an inquiry has already been done. Why should there be another inquiry? I think charges should be brought against Mr. X. I think he should be suspended. And I think that they should hand over this matter to the correct people who know how to deal with it. They should have handed this matter over in 2003 to the police and let the state run it. And we should have done the same thing on the 18th of July.
Debbie,
they are not qualified to run this matter.
And that's why I said, in a sense, it would appear the establishment, from what you have said, are really taking the side of the person who's accused as far as this is concerned. But
absolutely,
we've seen in similar cases, I'm thinking now of Bob Hewitt in tennis, that statute of limitations no longer applies. Are you encouraged in a way that there still can be justice for you and others? Or is it just simply a nightmare to have to relive this over and over and over again, even when there's a process that should have been completed? You're asked again to come forward because it is once again being started all over.
Pamlani, let me tell you, this is a nightmare. Every time you have to relive this, it is a complete nightmare for anyone who has suffered abuse. I don't think that anybody can appreciate what it's like, what it happens to you. But it is more of a nightmare to know that these people continue to abuse children, and it torments you every day. So, I am very, very encouraged about, cases such as Bob Hewitt. I would love my day in court. But the fact that we are able to have a voice and that we are highlighting this right now is so much further than I was in 2003. So if I can effect change, if I can encourage one girl to come forward, one young woman who was sitting in a psychologist's office at the Gillis Medical Center at the age of 12, telling a psychologist that her parents did not believe her. If I can encourage her to come forward, she would be about 30 now. If I could encourage her to come forward and tell her story, if I could encourage one more girl to have the courage to come forward, then I'm happy.
Debbie Wade, it seems that the battle is still going to be a long one. We thank you, though, for sharing your story. And really, the greater aim of these conversations is to create awareness, particularly parents who leave their children, trusting coaches, leaving them with, teachers and people who are meant to be protectors of their young children. For hours on end, there are trips, there are competitions, and there isn't always an eye on what's going on. And behind the scenes, this is the kind of thing that can happen. Parents, you must believe your children when they speak up. By the way, we did reach out to Swimming South Africa. They've not yet made themselves available to respond to this issue.
Say no to gender-based violence. Don't turn a blind eye.